शांति। Today, the ocean of love is looking at his lovely children everywhere. The father has eternal love of the heart for the children, and the children too. And the children too have love of the heart, love from the heart for the comforter of hearts, Father. This love of the heart or from the heart is known only by the father and the children. It's only you, Brahmin souls, who are worthy to receive God's love. The Bhagat souls or devotee souls are thirsty of God's love. they are crying out. Whilst you, fortunate Brahmin souls, are worthy of receiving that love from the Father. Worthy of receiving that God's love from the Father. Bab Dada knows why the children have that special love. It is because only at this time you receive all the treasures from the master, the bestower or owner of all the treasures. These treasures which you receive now don't last only for one life. But for many births, these imperishable treasures continue to be with you. All of you Brahmin souls will not go empty-handed like other souls of the world. all your treasures will stay with you. So, do you have the intoxication of having such imperishable treasures with you? And have all of your children accumulated those imperishable treasures in you? Do you have the intoxication as well as the happiness of these treasures all the time in you? Is the sparkle of the intoxication of the accumulation of treasures visible on your face? Do you know which treasures you have received from the Father? Do you sometimes check the account of how much you have accumulated? The Father gives every treasure in an unlimited way. or every treasure given by the Father is unlimited. It isn't that He gives little to someone and more to another one. Each one is the master of unlimited, endless treasures. To become the child means to become the master of the imperishable treasures.
Emerge, karo.
Therefore, emerge in yourselves.
Kitne khazane. Bap Dada ne diye.
How many treasures Bap Dada has given to you? The first and foremost treasure is the wealth of knowledge. So, have all of you received the treasure of knowledge or the wealth of knowledge? Or are you still to receive it? You already have received it, haven't you? And is it also accumulated? Or is only a part of it accumulated, the rest is lost? Or is gone away? To have the wealth of knowledge means to become sensible, to become the knower of three aspects of time. And then do actions.
Knowledge full.
To become knowledge full. It means to have full knowledge and also to understand all the three aspects of time too, and then bring that knowledge into actions. by using the treasure of knowledge in every for every action in practical life results in success through the right method, and the result of that is freedom from many bondages and the attainment of mukti and jivan mukti. You have to experience liberation right now. It's not that only in Satyag you will get liberation in life, but even at this time in the life of Sangam Yug, you are liberated from many limited bondages. Your life becomes free of bondages. Don't you know? You do know, don't you, how many bondages you have become free of? From how many types of high Baba Singh, which means, you know, when you cry in grief, you say high. So how many types of such griefs in which you have cried in sorrow you have been freed from? That is your high. It's a sigh of sorrow that is finished forever, and you are singing the song of wah, how great. If in any situation, though you may not say through words, but even if in your thoughts or in your dreams, the word high, that means to say high in grief or sorrow, if it comes in the mind, then you cannot be called liberated in life. Instead, it should be how great. Is it like that? Mothers? Hope it's not high. Hope you don't say high. Do you? Sometimes you do say, don't you? What about the Pandavas? Do you say hi? Though you may not say in words or through your lips, but even if in your thoughts, for any reason, in any situation, in any circumstance, you say in your mind too high, means A, how sad, or any sigh of sorrow or grief, then too you cannot be called liberated in life. You cannot be called free from bondages, because high or hey in sorrow, said in sorrow, means a bondage, and fly means a flying stage, which means to become liberated in life, to be free of all bondages. Therefore, check. Why do you need to check? Because unless Brahmin souls themselves are freed, how can anyone else become freed? Because any type of bondage is a bondage after all, even if it is a golden chain. If that is tied to then to for all the souls then too for all the other souls, the gate of mukti cannot be opened. Only by your only by only by your becoming free of bondages will the gate of liberation be opened for all other souls. Therefore, you have the responsibility of opening the gate or freeing the souls from peacelessness and sorrow. Therefore, check to what extent you have fulfilled your responsibility. all of you have taken the responsibility of doing world transformation along with Bab Dada, haven't you? Therefore, all of you are responsible, aren't you? If the father wishes, he can do everything on his own. However, because the father has love for the children, and therefore he does not want to do anything all by himself. As soon as he descended, he made you also to descend along with him.
Shivratri manaiti na.
You had celebrated Shivratri, hadn't you?
Kiski manai?
Whose Shivratri did you celebrate? Whose birthday did you celebrate? Was it only Bab Dada's birthday? It was the birthday of all of you too, wasn't it? You are the father's companions right from the beginning till the end. Do you have this intoxication? That we are God's companions from the beginning till the end. The companions of God. That's what you are. Therefore, at the end of this year's season, Bab Dada wishes or wants to tell all of you children. Should Baba tell you what he wants all of you to do? if Baba tells you, that means you'll have to do it. It's not that you have to just listen only. You'll have to do it too. You will have to do it. Teachers say, raise your hand. The teachers are also, along with their hand, are raising the flag, the fan which they are having in their hand. Feeling hot, are you? So will you teachers do it and also make others do it? Will you? And they are waving to Baba with colorful flags and fans in their hand. Baba is telling them that you are waving your hand along with the fans. It's looking, the scene is looking very beautiful. Very good, very good. And they are waving more and more with their fans in their hands. Therefore, in today's final ceremony of this season, wishes to celebrate a new type of Deepavali, that means a new type of rosary of lamps Baba wishes to create, that is celebrate Deepavali in a new way. Are all of you ready to celebrate such a Deepavali? That means the festival of lights. And everyone is waving his hand again with the fans, and Baba saying, don't raise your hand just like that in order to please Baba, but say it from your heart. Okay, okay, lower your hand. Dada wishes to see the lights of Bap Dada's hopes lit everywhere. That is, Bap Dada wishes to see, wishes to celebrate the festival of lights in the form of the lamps of hope of the Father lit everywhere. Was it clear? Did you understand, Pandavas? Was it clear? What are the lamps of hope? That is, what are the hopes of Bap Dada of which you have to be the lamps and light? This year's the season is over, but from the next season, that is from now onwards, as Bap Dada had said, and all of you had also made a promise. Do you remember that you had made a determined thought? However, someone kept that determined thought only in their thoughts. And some completed or brought that thought into action only halfway. So some have brought it only in their thoughts and have left the determined thoughts in their thoughts only. What are those thoughts? It's not something new. It is an old thing. The slogan, world transformation of all through self-transformation. Leave aside world transformation. Leave aside the world, let it be Brahman family transformation through self-transformation first. Brahman family transformation through self-transformation. That's what Bap Dada wants to see first. Baba doesn't like to hear the words, "Yes, I will change if this one changes. Let this thing happen, then I will change. Let this one change, then I will change. Let this happen, then I will change." Baba doesn't like to hear that. Let him do it first, then I will do it. Is telling every child that become He Arjuna like me. That is, think that you are Arjuna and say, "I will do it first." It shouldn't be, "Let this one change first." No, let me change first. When you say, "I will change first," in that "I" is beneficial for you. Otherwise, in any other situation, "I will bring a downfall, but here I will make you right. It will be beneficial for you. I will change first." There is a saying that the one who changes first is the real Arjuna. The one who comes forward first to do it is Arjuna. That is, Arjuna is number one, not number wise, but number one. So, do you want to become number two or do you want to become number one? Bap Dada has noticed something amusing. It's something to do with the family, because you're a family sitting here. So something amusing that is of the family. Because when any of such things happen, the news reaches Bap Dada. There are many tasks. There are many programs which take place for some special souls in particular. Therefore, to Bap Dada as well as to the Dadis, because the Dadis are in the corporeal form. Yes, to Bap Dada only thoughts reach. Yeah, so what thoughts reach? So what thoughts have reached? My name should also be included in this list. I am no less. Why isn't my name in this list? And so Bab Dada says, why not your name in Hey Arjuna? That is, I change first and become Arjuna in that. Shouldn't your name be in that list? Shouldn't your name be in that list? It should be there, no? Is it not? The Maharathis are also sitting here. Shouldn't your name also be in this list of I should change first? Should it not be there? Therefore, whatever Brahma Baba did in a practical way, he did not see anyone else. He did not say that, oh, this one is not doing it, then why should I do it? Or let that one do first, then I will do it. He never said that. He always said, let me change first. I should change first. In this I or me, as Baba mentioned earlier,
anek prakar ke rayal roop ke mein,
there is benefit, but I can come in different forms, the royal forms. Baba has told you earlier about that too, how I or me comes in different royal forms of Maya, but that will finish in this I or me when you say, I will change first. At the end of this season, Bab Dada's hopes are, a hope is that every child of Bab Dada who calls himself a Brahma Kumar or a Brahma Kumari and accepts that he is one, he knows about it very well, each Brahmin soul should be freed from all types of limited bondages. Even if any bondage comes in the mind only, that too should be finished. And he should become like Brahma Father. He should be free of bondages and experience liberation in life. He should not be free of bondages in an ordinary way, but as a Brahmin, he should be free of all bondages. as Baba has mentioned, that this year should be the year of experiencing freedom from all bondages. Each one of you can know your subtle bondages very well. Whatever bondages you experience, you would know best for yourself. No one else can know about you that much as you would know about yourself. Bap Dada, of course, knows. Because Bap Dada has a TV with him. All that happens in your mind, Bap Dada is able to see that on his TV. Not a physical TV, but it's a TV of the minds. Now, for the next season, won't there be another season, or should Baba finish now? Should Baba take leave for 1 year? No? And Dad is saying, how can Baba take leave? Yes, Dad is doing some actions. Should Baba take leave for 1 year? He should take leave for 1 year, shouldn't he? No? Baba shouldn't take leave for 1 year. And they said, the Pandas, and they are saying, no, Baba, no. Moini Ben is saying something. Now, those who says no, Baba should not take leave. And everybody's raising his hand that Baba should not take leave for one season, that next year Baba shouldn't come. And they say, oh, those on the gallery, Baba is asking those who are in the gallery upstairs in the hall, as the whole hall is full, packed hall, completely packed, over 20,000. And there are many in the gallery too. So they are saying, no, Baba, how can you take leave? Of course, Bap Dada always says, Hanji, yes, yes, yes to the children. But when will the children say Haji to the father? Baba always said Haji to the children. You made Baba say yes, but when will you do yes? Indirectly it means Baba said he's agreed to come next season, but Baba is saying that when will you say yes to what Baba wants you to do? Bap Dada also puts a condition in front of you. Now, will you fulfill this condition? Will this condition be fulfilled? Say Haji at least in this. And they're all saying Haji, yes, Baba. Pakka, sure. And they're all saying yes. And no excuses, you won't give any excuses, no. And Baba is telling that one, show everyone's face on the TV. They are saying, no, we won't give any excuses and we will fulfill the promise. We will say Hanji to what you want us to do. So, Bap Dada is happy that all the children are the ones who say Hanji, Hanji, yes Baba, yes Baba. So Bap Dada wants from you that you should not give any reasons or any excuses for anything. You should not say, Baba, this is the reason and therefore I'm in bondage. This is the problem. Don't talk about problems. Instead, become an embodiment of solutions. I have to become an embodiment of solutions. Make this determined thought and say, I have to not only become an embodiment of solutions myself, but I have to also make others, my companions, as embodiments of solutions. See, you're seeing the situations, aren't you? See, corruption is increasing so much everywhere. Corruption, violence, everything is going into extreme. It's reaching its climax. So the flag of greatness, of elevatedness, first hoist in the hearts of the Brahmins, then it will hoist in the world. How many Shivratris you have celebrated? On every Shivratri day, you create a determined thought that we have to hoist the flag of Baba's victory in the world. But before you hoist the flag of Baba's glorification in the world, you need to each Brahmin soul has to hoist Baba's flag in his heart, in his mind. So that's where he has to hoist the flag first before it is hoisted in the world. in order to hoist this flag. You have to bring two words into action. Not just in your thoughts, but you have to bring them into your actions. Not even only in your brain, but in your heart and then into actions. In your relationships. In your contacts, you have to bring these two words. These words are not difficult words, they are common words. The first word is
Sambandh. Samparak me. Apas me. Ekta.
Unity. Unity in your relationships and in your contacts. Even if the sanskars of each one are different, there should be unity in the diversity of sanskars. So the first word is unity. Dada likes it very much when you create elevated thoughts. When Bap Dada hears them, he is very happy. He says, Wah, children, wah. Wah, all elevated thoughts, wah. However, this word however does come. It shouldn't come, but it does come. These elevated thoughts in majority of the children, that is in 90% of the children, these elevated thoughts are very good and Baba likes it them very much. Baba says, oh, this child's thoughts are so good, he will surely progress. But then when it comes into words, those elevated thoughts reach only 50%. And then when those thoughts come into actions, they go even further down. And that's why that is everything gets mixed up. All the elevated thoughts are not brought into words and actions. What is the reason? The reason is that there isn't concentration or determination. So the second word is concentration or determination. If in the thoughts there is concentration, then that concentration is the method or the basis of success. Determination is the basis of success. So because the concentration and determination isn't there, the difference comes between thoughts, words and actions. So Bhakta sees one thing in the result. We look at others more than we look at ourselves. You show this action, don't you? You point one finger towards another person. Baba is doing the action. When you point a mistake of somebody else, you point out only one finger towards that one, but three or four fingers are towards yourself. So, but you don't see those three or four fingers towards yourself. You look at only one finger, which is towards the other one. This is why determination or concentration gets loose, it shakes, because you say, let him do it first, then I will do it. You do not become Arjuna, in which you say, I will do it first. If you don't wish to do it, then you'll have to change the slogan. Self-transformation leads to world transformation. That slogan should be changed. You should instead say, world transformation before self-transformation. If you think that others should change first, you should say change of others or transformation of others before self-transformation. Should Baba change the slogan? World transformation through self-transformation? Or should it be self-transformation through world transformation? Should Baba change that slogan? No? Therefore, Bhaktada puts a condition in front of you. Are you ready to accept it? Should Baba tell you the condition? A bet, like a bet. Bab Dada wants to see the result in 6 months, and then Baba will tell you whether he'll come in the next season or not. As Baba has said, Hanji, the children also should say Hanji, shouldn't they? Let anything happen. Bab Dada says, in order to do self-transformation, you will have to renounce I-ness. That is, you have to die from this I-ness. Not die physically, but die from this word I-ness, bringing I-ness, the ego. You know that you have to die from it. You have to finish it. I am right. I am this. I am no less. I am everything. I am also everything. You have to die from this I-ness. Therefore, you might have to die But this death is a sweet death. This dying is not really dying. It is actually claiming, it is living in a kingdom for 21 lives, 21 births, claiming a kingdom and living in it. So it's not really dying. Do you accept it?
Teachers.
Yes, teachers.
Double foreigners.
Double foreigners. Raise your hand. Double foreigners.
Double foreigners.
Those, yes, Baba knows, double foreigners, whenever they make any determined thought, they do keep the courage and they do it. Whatever determined thought they make, they fulfill it. And those of Bharat, you are triple determined, double foreigners, double determined. Baba is encouraging them. So double determined and triple determined. Bap Dada wishes to see.
Yay, Bap Dada. Kisvesta Ashoka Deepak Harpachi.
His wish fulfilled. That is, Bap Dada wishes to see the lamp of hope lit in the heart of every child. This time celebrate such a type of Diwali, a festival of lights. Celebrate it after 6 months, and when Bap Dada will see you celebrating the festival of lights of hope in everyone's heart, then Baba will tell you his program for the next season. You will have to do it anyway. If it won't be you who do it, then who else will do it? Should you expect the other ones to come after you to do it? It's you, the old ones, who are to come in the rosary of 108, the new ones will only follow you. Yes, some new ones might come in the rosary of 108. There will be a few examples of last going fast and coming first, but very few. Otherwise, it will be you only. It's you who have become the beads of the rosary in every kalpa, and it is you who will become them again, wherever you may be, whether you are living in this land or living in foreign lands. Those who have a faithful intellect of a long period of time, they have all the rights. Bap Dada has love for you, is it not? Therefore, those whose faith is of a long time and are making good efforts, maybe not complete effort makers, but good effort makers, if they have been throughout, Bap Dada will not leave them like that. He will take them with him. This is why you must have firm faith that we were the ones, we are the ones, and we will be the ones who will go together with Baba. Pakka? Is it okay? The only thing you need to do is have good wishes, pure feelings. The feelings of bringing in transformation, the feelings of giving cooperations, the feeling of having mercy. Emerge all these feelings in you. Till now they are merged. You have to immerse them. Do not give too many teachings. Instead, have mercy on them. Forgive them. It is very easy, and one is more clever than the other in giving teachings. But let the teachings be with forgiveness. To read the Murli, to give a course. Or whatever programs you organize. All that training, teachings, you can give very well. But when it comes to dealings with one another, especially in your where it's deep personal dealings, at that time, do not just give teachings. Give teachings with love and mercy. Become merciful and give the teachings or instructions, and then your love and mercy will do such a wonder that the other one, who may be weak, his weakness will finish because of your forgiveness. Did you understand? You have done many different types of services, service, and you are continuing to do service. However, Bap Dada is signaling you in one thing.
Quantity or quality? Quantity ki bhi seva karo, lekin
you have to serve
quality.
You have to serve the quality souls as well as the quantity souls. The quantity souls should become your serviceable hands, and with their cooperation bring the quality souls closer. and make them come on the stage. Quality as well as quantity. The service of both types of souls should be done together. It shouldn't be that you go only after quantity souls and forget the quality souls, or you go only after quality souls and forget the quantity souls. Because time is coming closer. Baba will be revealed only when
quality wale,
when the quality souls
are Baba ko martakya kare,
will come in the front and reveal the Father. To give a message to the masses is also necessary, but to make others the messengers, that too is necessary. Even now, different wings have come. Bap Dada heard all those of different wings should now raise their hand. Yes. Which wing is this? They are carrying yellow. They are carrying yellow handkerchiefs. That's a sports wing. Okay, lower your hand. Sports wing. Next is the youth wing. This is administrator's wing. Administrator service wing. The third one. So there's a sports wing, there is the administrator service wing. Then the third wing is the youth wing. Youth wing, raise your hand. There are about 500 of them. The youth wing. Youth wing. They are sitting at the back also. And the fourth is IT, information technology. IT wing. It's also become a wing. The information technology. So many brothers, some brothers and sisters who are. So IT wing. So something to do with the media, is it not? Information technology. They raise their hand. Where are they? Small group. Brother Shashin is here, and how he is coordinating with the brothers and sisters of India who are in the IT department. So Baba is telling everyone, all the different wings who have come, you have already done your meetings. Bap Dada is telling all of you that you haven't yet brought your number one eyepiece, your quality souls, in front of Bap Dada. Which wing has prepared any mics? Is there any mic of any wing who is ready, and you become the might and they become the mic for you. Which wing has done that? Raise your hand. Who has done it? Brother Mahendra is standing up. He's of the administrator service wing. Give him the mic. So he's saying,
administration mein,
in administration, we have made a list. Brother Mahendra is saying, Mahendra of Bhopal, he's saying that in this list we have IPS officers and IAS officers who can become mics and serve others, and they can also give interviews to the media. We have prepared such a group. Where is that group? Baba is asking him. Dadiji had said that when the program is made, you can call them to Madhuvan. So Baba is saying now, when there will be a program of the different wings, professional groups, at that time, each wing should bring his small mic group in Madhuvan. This you can do, is it not? Let Bap Dada see which children are ready. You haven't need not bring in front of Bap Dada. First you should bring them in front of the Dadis. And when the Dadis pass them, then you can bring them in front of Bap Dada. Okay. You have heard a great deal. To hear means to merge within. To merge within means to become the embodiment of that. Now, the 600,000 members of the Brahmin family should be so united, cooperative, that they encourage everyone and make each one move forward. They cooperate with each other, encourage each one and make them move forward. Aniben is telling Baba that this time Rajasthan's turn to serve. All Rajasthan stand up. Rajasthan zone. Turn to do seva.
Or sati beuto sati. Itne sare.
So many of Rajasthan.
Acha hai na.
Very good. It's good.
Rajasthan ko bahut chance mila hai.
Rajasthan has got a very big chance of accumulating a lot of charity. because this is the largest group, is it not? So Baba is telling them, as much as the quantity has increased, that means that much charity you have done, and the charity is accumulated in the account of those who serve. Therefore, without your thinking, you have got a golden lottery of accumulating so much charity. That means they didn't expect so many thousands to come, you know, nearly 24,000 to 25,000 have come in this group. And Rajasthan got the turn to do their service. So Baba is telling them that indirectly or even without your thinking, you got the charity in your account. So you didn't mind the quantity and you kept on serving and got success in service for this. Congratulations. Because everything has been happening peacefully, no obstacles, even with 25,000 Brahmins. You know, there are tents everywhere and people are sleeping in the gardens too, not just in the halls. So Baba is telling them, therefore Baba is saying, congratulations to the Seva Dadis, to all the Dadis. Everybody should clap because they work so hard. Okay, you may sit now. Is going to conduct the drill. So I was saying, in 1 second become the master of your mind and stabilize your mind for as much time as you want. In one thought, can you do it? Can you do it? If you can, then do the spiritual exercise. Let there be complete concentration of mind. No fluctuation in your thoughts. Become stable. Okay. To all the masters of imperishable, unlimited treasures everywhere. To all the Brahmins of the confluence age who are free of all bondages and are experiencing the elevated, liberated stage. To those who fulfill the Father's hopes and become the lamps of hope,
Master
to all the mighty authority souls who are able to stabilize themselves in one powerful thought and bring that thought into words and action to such powerful souls, Bhaktadas, Yad Pyar and Namaste, to all the children who are sitting in different places, to those who have consent, Yad Pyar, who have sent letters, to all of them, Bhaktada gives lots and lots of love and remembrance from his heart. Along with that, many children have written very good letters of how they got so much refreshed from Madhuban during their stay in Madhuban. To them also Bhaktada conveys lots and lots of love and remembrance.
अभी पहले बाप दादा को भोग स्वीकार कराया जाएगा, पीछे टोली बांटनी है, टोली बांटने वाले भी टोली नहीं बांटे, दो मिनट रुक जाए टोली बांटने वाले, कोई टोली नहीं बांटेगा अभी जब तक बाप दादा को भोग स्वीकार नहीं कराया। बैठ जाए सब, कोई भी अभी टोली बांटेगा नहीं, टोली का पैकेट नहीं खोलेगा। आदरणीय दादी जी बाप दादा को टोली खिला रही है और अब जोर से ताली बजाएंगे और टोली बांटने वाली बहनें टोली बांटना आरंभ करें। टोली बांटने वाली बहनें टोली बांटना आरंभ करें, लेकिन सब बैठ करके ही टोली लेंगे। खड़ी है ड्यूटी वाली सब बैठ जाए, खड़ी नहीं हो बैठ जाए, कोई भी बहने या माताएं खड़ी नहीं होंगी सब बैठ जाए। जो भी भाई खड़े हैं इधर बैठ जाएं, पीछे वाले नहीं देख सकेंगे, इसलिए आप बैठ जाएं। इसके बाद आप सभी के सामने मधुर वाणी ग्रुप बाप दादा को थैंक्स देते हुए एक बहुत सुंदर गीत प्रस्तुत करेंगे। गीत के बोल हैं, बाबा मेरे तेरा लाखों शुक्रिया, मेला भी रचाया, सबसे मिलन मनाया, बाबा मेरे तेरा लाखों शुक्रिया।
तुम्हारे साथ का अनुभव बड़ा निराला है, तुम्हारे साथ का अनुभव बड़ा निराला है, मिले न स्वर्ग में वो जुटाने वाला है, तुम्हारे साथ का अनुभव बड़ा निराला
मनाया है सोच। विदेशी भाई बहनों का ध्यान रखेंगे, उनको बैठने के लिए दें, सब कोई भी खड़ा नहीं हो, सब बैठने वाले ध्यान से धीरे से बैठे। और अभी करुणा भाई और चंद्रिका बहन एक बहुत सुंदर फिल्म की सीडी लेके आ रहे हैं, पहली बार सिंधी भाषा में एक फिल्म बनी है और स्वर्ग में एक सीट खाली वह भी एक फिल्म बनी है, 2 घंटे की है और युवा बने महान उसकी भी एक सीडी एक पुस्तक चंद्रिका बहन बाप दादा को भेंट करेंगे। और जो भी सब भाई खड़े हैं बैठ जाए, ऑल द डबल फाइव सिस्टर्स एंड ब्रदर्स आर रिक्वेस्टेड टू टेक योर सीट्स बिकॉज आई कैन सी सो मेनी इंडियन आर बिहाइंड यू बट स्लोली एंड स्लोली यू टेक योर सीट्स एंड प्लीज सिट डाउन। जो भी बहने खड़ी है सब बैठ जाए, कोई भी आगे नहीं आएंगे, आगे से कोई भी नहीं बढ़ेगा और सब बहने बैठ जाए। जब आप बैठेंगे तब पीछे वाले भी बाप दादा को देख सकेंगे, भाई भी सब बैठ जाए और डबल विदेशी भाई बहनों को बैठने के लिए स्थान दें। जहाँ पर डबल विदेशी भाई बहने बैठे थे कृपया उनको बैठने के लिए स्थान दें, धक्के से कोई नहीं बिठाएगा, आराम से बैठे। शरीन बहन और चक्रधारी बहन भी मंच पर आ गए, शरीन बहन और चक्रधारी बहन। करुणा भाई जो आपको सीधे दिखा रहे हैं, ये 2 घंटे ये एक फिल्म है सिंधी भाषा में, पहली बार ही बनाई गई है, गवर्नमेंट की तरफ से बनी है। सब बहने बैठ जाए, ऑल दो सिस्टर्स हु आर स्टैंडिंग आर रिक्वेस्टेड टू टेक योर सीट, आई नो एवरीवन इज ऑक्यूपाइंग योर सीट, प्लीज सिट डाउन। ये फिल्म बनाई गई है, स्वर्ग में एक सीट खाली है। दृष्टि मेरे हाथ में ही है, कोई भी खड़ा नहीं होगा, न भाइयों की तरफ न बहनों की तरफ से बैठ जाए।